Welcome back. Well, a protest is taking place at the Dáil this lunchtime, calling on the Health Minister to speed up the approval for and funding of a new drug for children with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Families have described the drug as a game changer. To tell us more, we're joined by Conor Hunt. Conor, tell us more about what these families are looking for.
Well, good afternoon, Keane. There's around 100 people here just outside the gates of Leinster House at the moment, bringing their case directly, I suppose, to the politicians here. The families are all affected by Duchenne muscular dystrophy, as you say. Now, it's thought that just over 100 boys are currently living with the condition. It mainly affects males. It causes progressive muscle weakness. It's a lifelong limiting condition, and there currently is no cure. But the people here say that there is hope in the emergence of a new drug called Givinostat. Now, they say clinical trials have shown it significantly slows down the progress of the disease. So the families are here today calling on the Minister for Health and other officials to intervene to try accelerate the process to get the drug to the market here.
Conor, you're there. You're with families at the protest. What have they been saying to you?
Well, one family in particular, the Brogan family, came here from Dean's Grange today. Their 9-year-old son, Fionn, he was diagnosed with DMD 6 years ago. Now, they say at the time of the diagnosis, they were told to go and live their best life because there weren't many treatment options. But Mother Maeve has said the new drug has described this as a massive game changer in slowing down the disease. And along with her husband, Michael, they're calling for the approval process to be sped up, saying that time is of the essence. Now, their big fear is that any rollout here could take up to 2 years, and that's too long for their son to wait, they say. And we spoke to Maeve and Michael a little earlier.
Fionn is noticing and has experienced significant changes in the last couple of years, from being able to do steps or able to attempt stairs to it just not being possible anymore. He's watching his brother, his sister, his friends being able to do things in the playground that he just simply can't do. It's heartbreaking in a lot of ways to watch that, and at the same time we've a really resilient, really determined boy who wants to get on with life and he wants to do the best he can do.
What makes it so difficult is that we have to explain to him that it's out there, but we just can't access it. So the hope feels actually quite painful that it's so close, but it's still really far away because of the process that it has to go through.
Conor, what's the HSE saying?
Well, the drug, Keane, received EU conditional marketing authorisation earlier this week, meaning that it's on course for fast-track approval as it fulfills an unmet medical need. The Department of Health has said it was aware of the plight of patients with DMD and said it acknowledges the importance of access to medicines. And it also said that the HSE has ultimate responsibility for such decisions. And in a statement from the HSE to the programme, they told us that the drug maker has not yet made an application to them and any assessment can't commence without that. And it said the decision to make an application lies with the pharmaceutical company and is out of the control of the HSE. And it also said any application will be assessed with the view to delivering best value for Irish citizens and patients.
Conor Hunt, thank you.